Brothers and sisters, the word of God says the earth is the Lord's, and we're talking about Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He also talk about in Genesis chapter 1, he says that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Who I said? God created the heaven and the earth. God don't need our things. Are our stuff, are the things that we believe is our things. Remember, I just said the earth is the Lord's. Everything belongs to God. In Psalm 8, it tells us that what is man that God is mindful of us, are the son of man that thou visitest him. He said, for he has made us a little lower than the angels and has crowned us. Go and read it in Psalm 8. It tells us everything belongs to God. And therefore, this day, I just want to point out something very critical. And I want you to get it in your head and get it straight. From this day on, you will get it straight. This is a revelation coming to you from Revelation 13 verse 9 ministry. If any man have an ear, let him hear. God don't need our money. God don't need our time. God don't need nothing from us. So when his word tells us that, we are to dedicate our life as a living sacrifice. We must commit ourselves to God. I'm going to point out something very critical to you because God don't spend money. God don't need with stuff. Look at it this way. He says to us in St. Matthew chapter 25, and I want to go there with me. Verse 40, he says, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these brethren, ye have done it unto me. God don't want with money. What God doing with money? Think about it for a moment. So what God is actually telling us here is that when we love our one another, when we have our money and we give our money to each other, when we give the money to the poor, when we give our time and efforts to the things of God, which is loving our neighbors as we love ourselves, then we are doing it unto God, according to Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. Now, Matthew chapter 22, as I said, I'll be quick. So Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 39. Matthew 22, 37 to 39. It says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and second is like unto it. You hear that? It is like unto it. So he's saying that it is as if you're saying the second commandment that I'm about to tell you is like you're saying the first one. And it is this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So he's saying that the first commandment is like unto the second, is like unto the first one. So he's saying that, look, love your neighbor as thyself. You see, once you love people, once you do, you feed the poor, once you help each other, and may I say me too, because I am in it. Once we help each other, God is saying to us that we are doing it unto him. Remember, God don't need the money. God don't need our money. So whenever you hear anyone saying to you that, come and give unto God your money, you need to question it, because God don't need our money. Remember that, you know, God don't need our money. God don't need our stuff. And remember, the stuff not even belong to us in the first place. Are God's own. We are stewards. And God is telling us that whenever we do something to another person, we are doing it unto him. Whether that be good or bad, you know. So if we do the good as what he has commanded us, to love our one another as we love ourselves, and we're doing it unto God, that is what he's saying, right? And I can go back. You might be wondering then, how does this work? We can go to Genesis 1 verse 27. And this is saying that God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God created us in his image and likeness. So God loved people. God loved people. Think about it. God loved people. And if God loved people, and God I tell we, so we for love people. Because in loving people, we automatically love God and doing God's will. So, brethren, remember this from today. God don't need the money. God not spend money. Right? So, in all our working and in all of what we are doing, God don't need none of that. What God is saying to us is that to show the love that we have for God, to love Him with all our heart and with all our mind, with all our soul, we are to love people. And how we love people? Same thing with all our heart, our mind, our soul, everything. So whatever you have this day, remember, give it out. It's not just about going to church and giving tithes and giving offering, or going to a convention or a crusade, or going to a special event or a rally or anything and then giving money. God don't need our money. He's saying that when we do it to the ones around us, when you go out on the highways and the byways and love people. Remember that story with the prodigal, not the prodigal, the good Samaritan. Oh, that stranger. You never know this wounded man from nowhere. And when though, he helped him, he gave him his stuff. And God is saying that, who is our neighbor? Because they were asking him, who is your neighbor? Because they were assuming that neighbor is the man that who lives next door. So God answered them with a parable, telling him about the Samaritan man and how this man was wounded and how this person came, this stranger came and gave him his all. So he's saying to us that we need to go out on the highways and on the byways and love people. Find people to love. We don't have no excuse. Find people to love. If you're a Christian, if you're a steward, if you're an ambassador for Jesus Christ, if you are to take up your cross and follow Jesus, then we will have to do it like Jesus did it. Amen.